Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Helmand, New York. We also encourage you to visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.myhocm.ning.com. houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, at www.riversofrevival.com. And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, and raise the dead. Cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world, on honoring the Great Commission according to Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Beloved, we must complete the task. We must forcefully advance the kingdom of God. We must make the enemies of Jesus Christ his footstool. Let us start with our families, neighbors, friends, and co-workers, and fellow students. We are to walk in authority on this earth and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Praise,
lift up Jesus.
Praise ye the Lord. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. I must remind you that we will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have questions, you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. And I also would like to encourage you to tune into our show every Sunday and Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. Let us pray. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I come to you to claim your promise in 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. We are your people, called by your name. Thank you for hearing our prayers and moving by your Spirit in our land. Lord, there are famines, earthquakes, floods, natural disasters, and violence occurring. Men's hearts are failing them because of fear. Lord, your Son Jesus Christ spoke of discerning the signs of the time. With the Holy Spirit as our helper, we are watching and praying. We desire to be humble, dear Lord, before you, asking that the spirit of humility be released in us. Thank you for a quiet, meek spirit, for we know the meek shall inherit the earth. Search us, O God, and know our hearts. Try us and know our thoughts tonight. Seek if there be any wicked way in us, and lead us in the way everlasting. Forgive us of our sins of judging inappropriately, complaining about and criticizing our leaders and neighbors. Cleanse us with hyssop, and we will be clean. Wash us, and we will be whiter than snow. Touch our lips with coals from your altar, that we may pray prayers that avail much for all men and women everywhere. Lord, we desire to release rivers of living water for healing of our city and nations. O Lord, that as we continue on this spiritual journey, ears will be open to the teaching and souls will be saved in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. crown him. Our scripture for tonight will be taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yield her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations, and there shall be no more curse. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever. And he said unto me, These sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel, which showed me these things. Then said he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. And he saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still, and he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Yeah.
of Kings and Lord of Lords, as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, we must be reminded that He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Praise be to God. Tonight we will continue our lesson on deliverance, and we will be speaking tonight about curse, the results of a curse. One of the things that I want to point out about a curse is that they are continuous and do not just go away. Deuteronomy 28, verse 39 says that the result of a curse is of long continuance. The results of a curse, including sickness, can cleave to you. In examining the results of a curse from Deuteronomy 28, I see certain people groups as well as many countries. America beginning to show the results of being cursed for her actions in the sinning and protecting sin through laws, and stands against the true and living God's instructions. Below are some identifying things that you can examine to see if perhaps a curse is attached to your life, your family, your community, your city, or nation. Let us start with poverty or lack. In Deuteronomy 28, verses 17, 18, 23, 29, 30, 38, 39, 40, 44, 48, and 63, we see that a curse brings about insufficiency, poverty, and lack. Lack of resources and provision, lack of health, lack of rain, replenishing perhaps through a job. A person with a curse may have things, but they never have what they need or a sufficient amount. They're always borrowing from Peter to pay Paul, never having enough to meet their need or their basic needs. They never can be the lender. They're always the borrower. This can be in an individual, in a family, in a community, in an ethnic group or nation. Chronic sickness and infirmity. In Deuteronomy 28, verses 21, 22, 27, 28, 35, 59, 60, and 61, we see the various sicknesses that would come upon a person or people who are cursed. In verse 35, we even see one disease that cannot be cured, a botch, boils, or ulcer. When a person, a family line, or a group of people are constantly sick or deceased, it is quite possible that a curse is functioning through some door in their lives. This is the most obvious signs of a curse in this text of Scripture. Yet not all sicknesses in a person's life are directly related to a curse on their lives. Oppression. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 33, it tells us that the result of a curse is constant oppression or being crushed. No matter what a person does, they are constantly oppressed or pushed down. As a result of this curse, a person will always feel like they cannot get ahead, as if there is a force that hinders them at all times. Constant loss and failure. In Deuteronomy 28, verses 25, 29, 31, 38, and 63, we see that a curse brings constant loss and failure. Loss of resources and provisions, loss of children, loss of home, loss of finances, loss of jobs, loss of health. When you feel like you've gone through one loss, then another thing comes up. Every time that you feel that you're just about to get ahead, something else comes up, causing you to lose again and again. It is constant loss, one thing after another. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 29, it tells us that a person under a curse shall not prosper. Plagues. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 61, we are told that additional plagues, carnage and pestilence that are not written in the law would come upon those under a curse. This pestilence can be an incurable disease that causes the death of many. Madness. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 28, and in Deuteronomy 28 again, verse 34, we are told that the results of a curse can often be madness, craziness, or mental breakdown. A curse can cause confusion, frustration, mental breakdowns, which can ultimately cause the loss of one's sanity. This can also be exhibited by bipolar disorder due to the stresses of a curse, calamity, and natural disasters. In Deuteronomy 28, verses 38 through 40, we are told of how worms eating our grapes, olive trees casting their olives too early, making them no good, locust consuming the harvest, will work against a person or a people with a curse. In Deuteronomy 28, verses 23 and 24, we even see that the heavens will not give rain to a person or people under a curse, causing drought, famine, and further lack. Strangers ruling you, when you see a community that is represented by one group of people Yet all the buildings, business, finances, and authority is in the hands of others who do not live there, then it is a good possibility that the people who live there are under a curse. Even in a person's job, they may be looked over and someone else chosen for a promotion, even though they may be better qualified. A person or people always borrowing because of lack instead of lending because of abundance. Deuteronomy 28, verses 43 and 44. Demonic oppression. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 68, we are told that we would be given over to our enemies, the devil and his demonic host are our greatest enemies. And when a curse is upon someone, their enemies, the demonic host, have access to them to enslave or put them in captivity. We are also told in the same verse that a person would become a bondsman or bondswoman, signifying being a servant or bound in slavery to someone other than oneself. The enemy warns to put us in bonds. Family breakdown or dispersion. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 32, we see the breakdown of families through loss of sons and daughters. This includes the loss of an espoused wife. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 30, often when a father is broken by all the effects of a curse, they either give away their children in an effort to gain some kind of provision for themselves and the rest of the family, or they leave their families due to shame, selfishness, or internal strife. Because they have not fulfilled their role as provider due to the curse that followed them. Captivity or imprisonment. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 41, it tells us that we would not enjoy our children because they would go into captivity. This can be imprisonment through law enforcement. This can be an individual's children or that of a group or race of people. Generational troubles. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 59, we are told that the Lord would make a person or people groups plague, wonderful or great, as well as that of their seed or children. Curses often flow from generation to generation. The same curse that affected a person's parents and grandparents will often be passed down to them and their children if it is not broken. Barrenness. Deuteronomy 28, verse 18 tells us of the fruit of our body, the children or lack thereof, being cursed. Children are a blessing, and a family can be cursed to not have them, thus stopping a lineage or family line. Disrespect are becoming a bayward. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 37, we see that a person or people group can become a bayward, which is a statement of disrespect or lack of dignity from others. People will have contempt, reproachful disdain, or being despised towards a person or people group. Constant fearfulness, worry, and anxiety. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 65, it tells us of the trembling heart or fear and anxiety associated with a curse that is always affecting a person. The dwindling or loss of lineage. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 62, we see that a people group or family can be diminished or dwindled to the point of being just a few because of a curse upon them, murdered or killed due to violence. Deuteronomy 28, verse 22, tells us of being cursed with the sword or violence coming against a person or people group. Beloved, the above scriptures do not tell us in each of our circumstances exactly how a curse will manifest. Rather, it assures us that they will manifest. In some generations, it may manifest with a sword killing people, while in another, it will be gun violence. Yet the results are the same: brokenness, loss, and death. These things must be identified if in fact we are going to break them. We can no longer hide our heads in the sand and say that these things are not in our families, in our communities, in our race, ethnicity, or nation. If we do, we will become part of the problem due to denial. We must put on our belts of truth and confront those things that have been long standing in our personal lives, our families, our communities, and our nation. We will take a short break and come right back.
Thank you.
Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries Present, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World and Honoring the Great Commission. As we conclude this episode tonight of Curses, I encourage you to write to me at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003, and we will be very happy to answer any questions that you might have regarding deliverance. At this time, we would like to extend an invitation to salvation or a recommitment of your lives to the Lord and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10 verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If we repent of our sinfulness, then confess and trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives, we will be saved from the penalty of sin. The gospel offers us promise to save us from the penalty of sin. We must believe it. The gospel also offers us a person in Jesus Christ who paid our penalty and deserves to be Lord of our lives. We must receive him. I would like to invite you right now to pray to God, telling him you are ready to trust Jesus Christ to save you from the penalty of sin, and confess him as the Lord and Savior of your life. Wherever you are, whatever you have done, whatever your thoughts are, it doesn't matter. Jesus Christ loves you, but we must submit to him. And tonight I encourage you to join me as we submit to the Lord. Let the words be your own. Don't just repeat the words as if they were a spiritual chant, but speak them to the person of God who loves you enough to die for you. Lord, I submit and I admit that I have sinned and made myself unclean before you, the Holy God. I understand that I deserve death as a penalty for my sins, and I believe that Jesus Christ paid the price with his blood. I want to turn away from my lifestyle of selfishness and sin. I repent. I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I put him in control of my life as Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Dearly beloved, if you have just accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or just recommit your life to Jesus Christ, and you'd like more information to help you grow spiritually, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. We want to encourage each and every one of you to submit to the Lord and to serve him and to turn away from sin. God bless you for tuning into our show tonight. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you to tune in every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen and good night.